04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Unvaccinated students in Jefferson County who want to do sports and other school activities have to start COVID testing this week. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The county health department issued the public health order 3 weeks ago. It says unvaccinated students need to be tested to help limit the spread of COVID and keep kids in school. Several parents spoke against the mandate at a school board meeting last week. Susan Miller-Yule is a Lakewood parent of a student athlete.
Why are unvaccinated student athletes being singled out when we know vaccinated people can test positive for COVID?
Unvaccinated staff also have to be tested weekly. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado Congressman Ken Buck is urging President Biden to expand his plans to address a national housing shortage to rural communities. Buck's district covers the state's eastern plains, and he says housing is a top issue for residents. The White House issued regulatory changes last week meant to boost construction and make it easier for first-time homebuyers. The man who was killed by Westminster police in Denver last week has been identified. The Denver Police Department says Westminster officers were on a surveillance operation to find 37-year-old Drew Lucero. They say he fired on police officers. An investigation is underway. Wildlife fencing is going up along a stretch of I-25 near Castle Rock, where a woman struck an elk and was killed. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
The 18-year-old woman hit an elk on an early January morning. She got out of her car and was hit and killed by another car. At least 12 people were injured in the incident. Officials came up with a plan to install 16 miles of wildlife fencing on the east and west sides of I-25 between Lone Tree and Castle Rock. They hope it will prevent wildlife vehicle collisions. A mitigation system between Silverthorn and Kremling led to a 90% decrease. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
It's heating up across the state today and tomorrow with smoky air hanging over Colorado for another day or so. This is CPR News.